in Fauna Colonial Indian.
Okay. So he also wrote, Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote many books about Lord Chaitanya, and he also wrote many devotional songs.
所以这个Bhaktivinoda Thakur呢，他写了很多有关Chaitanya教导的书籍呢，也就是去写了很多颂爱的歌曲。
Bhaktivinoda Thakur also wrote one book which was called The Life and Precepts, or the precepts means teachings, so The Life and Teachings of Lord Chaitanya. And he sent that book out to all the universities in the world.
然后这个巴布利亚塔库也写了一本书，就是介绍卢卡丹尼亚的生平和教导。然后这本书呢，也在全世界很多国家的这样的一个图书馆可以就是储藏可以找到。So
that book was published during the birth during the year that Srila Prabhupada was born, in 1896.
这个是1886年的时候呢，这个读。
He also discovered the place of Lord Chaitanya's birth and built a beautiful temple there.
他也就是发现了主乔天俩的出生地，并在那里建造了庙宇。
And with his wife Bhagavati, he raised 10 children, including the famous Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who was the spiritual master of Srila Prabhupada.
然后他的这个跟他的妻子一起，Bhagavati呢，一起养育了10个孩子，其中包括特别这个杰出的，我们所知道的这个Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, 他是圣帕巴德的灵性导师。
And more importantly, Bhaktivinoda Thakur taught devotion to Krishna through his own personal example.
实际上，这个班图维诺塔库呢，是根据自己的这个以身作则来教导对 Krishna 的奉爱。In
many ways, devotees have a tremendous debt to Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
实际上奉献者们都是十分亏欠这个Bhaktivinoda Thakur。
One time, he looked out of his window across the river towards the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya, and he had a vision that people from all over the world would come together and chant the Hare Krishna mantra and Sankirtan.
有一次呢，他从自己家里面的这个窗户沿着这个河望过去，看到了这个主Chaitanya的出生地，然后他也能够有这样的一个视域，会看到。 全世界的人们会聚集到这里来唱诵，来这个在一起齐诵这个圣名。
Maybe some of you have visited that house of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and when you look out the window, you will see the big TOVP temple coming up at the very same spot that he had that vision of devotees coming together and chanting.
对，大家如果有幸去过巴基诺塔库的家中。 在他家中的阳台中望过去，就可以正好看到我们这个TOVP的这个庙宇， 然后这个庙宇正好是当时他预言的这个地方。
So when Bhaktivinoda Thakur was born in 1838, he was like the Prahlad in a family of non-devotees.
他实际上当这个1838年这个巴格尼诺塔库出生的时候，他就像是帕兰达一样出生于一个非奉献者的家庭。Because
Vaishnavism, you know, the worship of Krishna was not very much respected in his family.
因为在他的家中呢，并不是有这个崇拜这个 Vishnu 和 Krishna 的传统，并不是这个Vaishnava 宗的。When
he was 11 years old, his father passed away.
在他11岁的时候，他父亲去世。
And although Bhaktivinoda Thakur had been born in a very rich family, when his father died, the land that they had also, they lost also the title to their land.
即便这个巴基诺塔库他出生于一个富裕的家庭啊，但是在他父亲去世了之后，他们失去了这个他们所拥有土地的那一块这个所有权。
The next year, when he was just 12 years old, his mother arranged his future marriage.
这个在他12岁的时候，第二年呢，就是他的母亲就安排给他安排了这样的一个婚姻，未来的这个婚姻。
And when he was 16 years old, he went to college in Calcutta.
16岁的时候，他去到了加尔各答的这个大学学校。
But 2 years later, when he returned to his home village, he found that it was ruined and deserted.
Deserted means?
Everybody had left. There was nobody there.
然后在这两年之后，18岁的时候，当他回到自己的家乡的时候呢，发现这个地方就是被损毁，人们都离开了。
A cholera epidemic means, do you know what an epidemic is?
Epidemic.
E-P-I-D-E-M-I-C.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Okay. A cholera epidemic had killed all the people in the village, including most of his relatives. So he returned back to Calcutta with just his mother and his father's grandmother.
然后当时呢，他这个因为村子里面发了一场霍乱这样的传染病，大部分人都死了，然后他的大部分亲人也死了，所以他就当时带着他的母亲，还有他的这个父亲这边的这个曾祖母，然后呢一起回到了加尔各答。
So as a young householder, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was thinking how he could maintain his family, and he didn't want to become a businessman because he felt that it was a dishonest profession.
然后他就是这个时候他就会想，就作为一家之主呢，他就开始想他该怎么去赡养家庭。他不想成为一位商人，因为他觉得成为商人的话就是不是很这个诚实的一个行当。
So he decided to become a school teacher, and eventually he passed his teaching exam and he eventually became the headmaster of a school.
然后他呢就想成为一门老师，所以他也通过这个教师资格的考试，最后成为了一名学校的一个校长。
So during this time, his wife gave birth to their first son, but unfortunately, she died during the birth of the child.
然后这个时候呢，他的妻子就生了第一个孩子，然后在生孩子的过程中，妻子去世。
Later, he married again, and that lady's name was Bhagavati. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur had two wives.
然后他之后又结婚，就是娶了另外一个妻子叫 Bhagavati. 所以他一共结了两次婚。
Then in 1981, he became the deputy magistrate in the government of Bengal.
Which year?
1861. You will see that he became prominent. His name was Kedaranath Datta. That was his original name.
然后那个时候他的名字是叫 Kedaranath Datta, 就是他最初的名字。
So during his time in this government post, he saw that many government workers were corrupt.
在他这个当地方官员的这个过程中，当时发现这个当时有很多地方政府工作的人员他们的这个腐败行为。
And he took on the job of the tax officer, the person who collected the tax.
当时就成为了一个地方就是收税的人。
And he also learned to speak the Persian language and the Urdu language, which are languages in, that still today people speak.
然后他又就是擅长当时学会了这个波斯语还有这个乌尔都语这样的一些其他的语言。
And during this time, he was transferred to other places. It was quite common that as a government person, you were transferred from one town to another town. And eventually, he became the deputy magistrate, which was the highest rank in the government that could be held by an Indian person during the British times.
Deputy.
Deputy means second in charge. There's the magistrate, and then the deputy means the one who stands in if the magistrate is not there. Or deputy means like the vice, you know, like the president, the vice president. He's like one post down.
然后呢，这个他就是作为地方官呢，从一个地方旅行到另外一个地方，去了很多地方。然后最后他是在这样的一个 Dinajapur 这个地方做了这个副的这个。地方官，因为这是当时在英国统治的这个情况下最高的这样一个位置，就是属于当时那个他的所能到达的一个比较高的位置。
So it was during this time that he got a copy, or a rare copy of the Srimad Bhagavatam, and also of the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
这个时候他最终呢，就是能够去。获得了这个非常稀有的圣典薄伽瓦坛，在里面就是描述了这个圣典薄伽瓦坛，描述了各种的同游的这样一些信息。
During his time as a government worker, he in 1873, there's a famous story of how he confronted a mystic person.Called Bhishikeshana.
在他做地方官员的这个期间呢，在1873年的时候，他遇到了一位这个神秘主义者，叫做 Bhishikeshana.
So this person had some mystic power, and he claimed that he was Mahavishnu.
然后这个人呢，他是有一些神功的，所以他自称自己为 Mahavishnu.
And he had also two associates, two companions. One was called Brahma and one was called Shiva. So together, the three of them were like Brahma, Shiva, and Vishnu.
当时他还有两个朋友同伴，然后也自称自己为 Brahma 和 Shiva， 所以他们三个人正好就成为一个团体，就是说是 Vishnu, Brahma, Shiva.
So somehow this person was getting.Money from some of the kings, and he was also getting women, and he made a statement then that I will push the British out of the country, and I will become the king.
当时这个当地的那个王，他就给了他钱，然后他也有给了一些这个各种女人，当时就宣称说什么他可以把这个英国人赶走。然后这样的，就自己成为国王。
One minute, I just have to do something.
Sheldon Ping.
Bill, I'm back.
Okay.
So this person was like a revolutionary. So the British people wanted that Bhaktivinoda Thakur arrest him.
所以这个人呢，就是就是有点这个激进的，所以当时就是政府就希望把这个人捉起来。
So Bhaktivinoda Thakur went to see Bhishikeshana, and this yogi showed some mystic power, which normally people would become very scared from.
所以邦克利文勒法布就是见这个人呢，他展现了一些神功，一般人是害怕自己神功的。
So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, okay, I understand, he told him, he said, yes, you're a great yogi and you're a mystic, so I would like you to come to Puri so that you can get the mercy of Lord Jagannath.
然后他当时见到这个神功者啊，就说是，哦，好，你是一个伟大的瑜伽师呢，也有一些这个神秘，也是神秘主义者。邀请你去到 Puri， 在那里可以得到主加格纳的祝福。
But Bhishikeshan was so puffed up, he said, "Why should I come to see Jagannath? He's only a piece of wood. I am the Supreme Lord in person."
啊，这个人呢，这个 Bhishikeshan 啊，他是如此的自大，狂妄。他说，为什么我要去见 Jagannath 呢？他只是一堆木头，我才是至尊人，至尊者。
So Bhaktivinoda Thakur became furious.
这个时候，巴格尼诺塔库变得非常愤怒，听到这个话。
So he arrested him and brought him to Puri and put him in jail, and he was guarded by 36 constables. And constables means they're also types of policemen. So nearly 100 policemen guarding the jail where he was being kept.
然后就把这个人捉了起来，送到了 Puri 关进了监狱里面呢。然后有一百多个警察看守。
So, because Bhaktivinoda Thakur was also the judge, the magistrate, so the trial lasted 18 days, and thousands of people that were followers of Bhishikeshan, they were outside, you know, demanding that he be released.
然后当时整个，因为他是班牛勒是地方官这个法官，所以他呢就是就是做这个审判，维持了18天。当时有很多这个人的追随者在这个法庭外面呢抗议。
So on day 6 of the trial, Bhaktivinoda's daughter became very sick and nearly died.
到这个法庭。第六天的时候，在这个他的女儿就是生病了，几乎快要死去。
So Bhaktivinoda knew the power, the mystic power was at work, but he said, "Let us all die, but this person must be punished."
然后当时，所以巴格尼文塔库也是了解这个人的神迹、神功的力量的。然后他说：“啊，那让我们都死吧。如果但是这个人，这个暴徒，这个。”无奈呢，必须要严惩。
So the next day, the yogi said, "I've shown my power, and I will show much more if you don't let me go."
然后这个瑜伽师第二天就说：“我已经展现了我的一部分力量，如果你不放了我的话，我会展现更多的。”
And on the last day, Bhaktivinoda also became very sick, high fever, and he was suffering exactly like his daughter.
然后到这个法庭审判的最后一天的时候，这个巴尼维诺卡库呢，他自己也发烧，高烧不退，就是像他女儿的症状一样，就是非常的难受。
But Bhaktivinoda, even though he was very sick, he said, "You are guilty," and he sentenced him to 18 months for political conspiracy.
然后这个巴尼维诺还是坚持审判，就说你这个。你就是审判他，就是判他在这个18个月的监禁，因为这个图谋不轨、密谋这样。
So when the yogi Bhishikeshan was being taken to jail, the medical officer cut off all his hair.
当这个人被送到了这个监狱中呢，这个当时地方的这个就是叫什么？医学的这个官员呢，就把他的头发就都剪掉。
Because it is said that the yogi got his power from his long hair.
当时这个瑜伽师他的这个力量神功主要来自于他的这个长发。
So after they cut his hair, so the yogi hadn't been eating and drinking for 18 days, and after they cut his hair. He fell on the floor like a dead man, and he had to be taken to jail by you know, by a stretcher, means where you lie somebody on them. They have to carry them to the.
这个人已经十八天没不吃不喝。他突然像一个死人一样倒在地上，还不得不就是被这样一个担架送到监狱。
And after 3 months in jail, that yogi he took some poison and he died.
然后这个瑜伽师在这个监狱里面待了三个月之后，他自己服毒自杀了。
You'll find that if you ever visit India, many of the yogis, they always keep long hair.Because they say the yogic power resides in the hair. Even in the Greek history, people also used to keep long hair, the mystics. And it's a common thing, they say that the power is in the long hair.
Greek history?
In Greece.
Greece, oh. 所以我们可以现在去印度的时候会看到有很多的瑜伽师是留着长发，因为据说这个神功是在这个长发里面。就是它可以保存它的这个力量，所以我们也看到有很多其他的文化，比如说像希腊，他们也是留长发，所以很多人都知道这个，它的有一些功力是储存在这个长发中的。
So from 1874 till 93, Bhaktivinoda Thakur spent a lot of time chanting, although he would do his worldly activities very dutifully.
从1874年到1893年这些年的时间呢，巴克尼维诺塔库他花费了大量的时间，去履行他的日常职责，唱诵圣名。
So during his time in Jagannath Puri, he also established like a sadhu sangha where devotees would meet.In one's holy place.
在普瑞的这段时间，他也建立了奉献者这个萨多桑卡，就是联谊，然后奉献者可以在这样的一个地方聚集。
Except one person, his name was Raghunath Das Babaji, and he thought that Bhaktivinoda Thakur was not authorized because he wasn't wearing neck beads and he didn't put on tilak. So he said, "Wow, this man is not authorized."
当时呢，就是有一个著名的 Vaishnava 叫 Raghunath Das Babaji， 却说这个 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 并不是权威，不是授权的，因为说他没有戴这个锦珠，也没有就是涂提拉克。
And he also told the other devotees, you shouldn't go to his association.
他也去警告建议其他的 Vaishnava 不要去参与他的联谊。
So.Shortly after this, this Raghunath Das Babaji got a deadly disease. And in the dream, Lord Jagannath appeared to him and told him, you should pray for the mercy of Bhaktivinoda Thakur if you want to become cured of your sickness.
然后过了一段时间，这个 Raghunath Das Babaji 呢就病了，就是得了一场重病。然后在这个，他做了一个梦，梦到家主 Jagannath 就显现在他们面前。告诉他应该去祈求巴克尼维诺塔库的人，如果他希望他从这个疾病中跑过来的话。
So he did that. So he approached Bhaktivinoda Thakur and he begged for his forgiveness, and he got some medicines and he became cured.
所以他也这么做了，所以他就最后这个巴克尼维诺塔库就给了他一些药啊，特殊的药，然后他也治愈。
And he understood, actually, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is a very exalted spiritual person.
他这个时候就能够理解到，实际上巴克尼维诺塔库是一个非常杰出的灵性人士。
So Bhaktivinoda Thakur also became the manager of the Jagannath Puri temple, and he used his government power to make sure that the deity worship was being done properly.
当时，巴克尼维诺塔库呢，他也成为 Jagannath Puri 这个庙的一个管理者。然后他也用他的这个政府的这个力量，他的这个去能够很好的建立了这个庙宇的神像崇拜。
And he arranged for daily Bhagavatam classes, and he also would speak, and he would visit many other temples, of the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya himself.
然后他也 就是讲一些睡莲佛教法坛课呀，然后也会去到很多这个卓查丹亚跑卓查丹亚曼哈跑步的一些一些这个显现，就是一些校有过校园施工的地方。
So in 1874, the fourth son of Bhakti Vinod Thakur was born.
1874年的时候呢，他的第四儿子出生了。
And Bhakti Vinod Thakur had made a prayer that he wanted a ray of Vishnu as a son. So it means like the, you know, like the sunshine. So he wanted the sunshine of God to become his son.So this son was called Bimala Prasad, who would later become known as Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
他当时就是祈祷说他会得到一个如乳之光，就是无形乳之光这样的儿子。然后所以他就是生了这个儿子就取名为 Bimala Prasad。然后这个之后就是我们所熟知的 Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
And when he was only 6 months old,During the Rath Yatra, the Lord Jagannath's car stopped in front of the house and couldn't be moved. So during that time, his wife took the child and got the blessings of Lord Jagannath.
在这个孩子六个月大的时候，在弹车节的时候，主 Jagannath 的这个弹车就是停在了这个他们家门口，就不愿意就移动不了。然后这个时候，他的妻子就把孩子。带出来就是面这个搭讪面见了这个主的这个 Jagannath.
Yes, and as his wife placed the child in front of Lord Jagannath, a garland fell from the deity and covered the baby boy.
当他带着这个孩子来面见主的时候呢，这个主身上的这个花环掉了下来，掉在这个婴儿身上。
So Bhaktivinoda Thakur and his wife Bhagavati, they were very traditional. They never allowed their children to eat anything except prasadam that was first offered to Krishna, and they would make sure their children didn't have bad company.
And Bhaktivinoda Thakur 还有他的妻子 Bhagavati 对自己的孩子照顾非常细致，就只会给他吃这个供奉给主过的食物 prasadam， 并且严格就是不让他跟一些不好的人联谊。
So one day, the child, Bimala Prasad, he was no more than 4 years old. His father chastised him for eating a mango which hadn't been offered first to Lord Krishna.
对，有一次这个孩子在还是四岁的时候呢，他就是吃了这个芒果，这个芒果还没有被供奉给主 Krishna。
So Bimala Prasad, although he was only a child, considered himself an offender to the Lord and vowed to never eat mangoes ever again, and that was a vow that he kept throughout his life because he thought he was an offender.
So, 当时 Bimala Prasad 这个孩子呢，他觉得自己是主的一个冒犯者，他很自责，所以他发誓呢，就永生不再吃芒果，所以他也一直就执行了这样一个誓言。
And by the time he was 7 years old, he had memorized the whole Bhagavad Gita.And he could also give lectures from any of the verses.
在他这个七岁大的时候呢，他就能够熟背这个《五家梵歌》，而且也能够从任何一个师姐来给予这个讲解。
So at this time, Bhaktivinoda Thakur also discovered that the king of Puri was stealing money.
在这段时间，巴格涅塔库也发现，当时库瑞的国王呢，就是，偷了一些钱。
So the money actually belonged to the temple.
当时这个钱本来是属于庙宇的。
So Bhaktivinoda Thakur forced the king that you should offer 52 meals a day to Lord Jagannath.
所以这个当时他就让这个国王说，你要给主加格纳的供奉一天供奉52顿吃这个饭食。
Yeah, so in this way, the money went down very quickly, and the king became very angry.
就这样的话，就每天就是供奉52次这个饭食的话，他这个国王的钱很快就 就是不少花光了，所以他变得非常的这个生气。
So with the help of 50 priests, a 30-day sacrifice meant for killing Bhaktivinoda Thakur was done by the king.
所以当时这个国王就做了一场祭祀，派了50个祭师，然后做了30天的这样的一个祭祀，去诅咒是要杀死这个 Bhaktivinoda Thakur。
And when they chanted the final mantra, the king's son died instead of Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
在这个火祭结束的时候，就是在他们唱诵完最后一个曼陀罗的时候，这个王的儿子死了，而是 Bhaktivinoda Thakur。
So during 1877 to 78, several more children were born.
在1877年到78年的时候，这个他的另外的儿子出生了。
And it was during this time that Bhaktivinoda Thakur took initiation from Vipin Bihari Goswami, who came from the family of Janava Devi.
好，然后这个也是这个时候，巴克尼诺塔库他从这个 Vipin Bihari Goswami 这里得到了请，这个人呢是加纳维这个家族的一个后裔。
So we have to remember that during this time, Vaishnava culture was very degraded, and many people didn't know who was a Vaishnava and who was not a Vaishnava.
我们要铭记的是，当时这个时候的 Vaishnava 呢，这个主义已经。是非常的削弱，就人们根本不知道什么是 Vaishnava， 什么不是 Vaishnava。
We'll just skip along here a little bit. Past page 5. Down to where it says 1886. It's at the bottom of page 5.
Okay.
So during this last year, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, after this incident with the king, he left Jagannath Puri and he transferred to a place called Barashat.
This Bhaktivinoda Thakur, 在这个跟国王发生纷争之后，他就离开了加格纳布里，去到另外一个地方叫 Shriramapu。
He transferred to a city called Barasat.
Barasat. 他去到了 Barasat 这样一个
，which is near Mayapur.
就是跟 Mayapur 很近的一个地方。
And from there, he transferred to another place.And during this time, he visited many of the historical places of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates.
然后在巴拉萨这个地方的期间，他拜访很多次那样马法布的消失光的上演地和他从游一起待过的地方。
And then the following year, in 1887, he decided, I'm going to quit working for the government and go to Vrindavan.
然后1887年的时候，他就是决定他要辞去政府工作呢，然后去到文达文。
So in a dream, Lord Chaitanya appeared to him and said, "You will certainly go to Vrindavan, but before you go, there's some service that you have to do for me here."Which is to find my birthplace. Will you do that?
就是在他去到文达文之前，他梦到做了一个梦，梦到这个主前面马法布显现，然后跟他讲，你去文达文之前呢，能否为我做一个服务，找到这个主前面啊，就是找到我的这个出生地呢
？So he asked that he be transferred to Krishnagar, which is near Navadvip.
所以就让他去到这个。Krishna 的，就是在这个 Navadvipa 附近的这样一个地方。
And during this time, he was looking everywhere through the old history to find where was the exact birthplace of Lord Chaitanya.
就是他在这段时间就处寻找，在找到底那个主裁判的前线地在哪里。
So one night he was sitting on the roof, of a building, chanting. When in the distance he saw there was a tree that seemed to have some light shining from it.
然后有一天晚上，他坐在一个房子屋顶上唱诵念诵的时候呢，看到对面，有一棵树，这个树，就是在那个地方有这个光亮。
Because at that time, people accepted that the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya was in Navadvip.
那个时候，人们认为这个主禅的那个妈妈不是 Navadvip 显现的。
But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, by studying the ancient records, had found that the course of the Ganges, the river, you know, big rivers, they tend to move as a, you know, during the dry and the wet season. So the river had moved, and he found that the actual birthplace of Lord Chaitanya was somewhere else.
但通过他沿袭这个古城高这种记录呢，其实这个恒河多次改换这个河道，所以呢，他就发现实际上主加格纳的主这个柴达奈妈妈屋的显现地是在其他地方。
So eventually, he found the exact birthplace of Lord Chaitanya, and this was also confirmed by Jagannath Das Babaji, who was the head of the Vaishnavas in that area.
然后呢，这个最终他找到了这个主柴达奈妈妈屋的出生地，这个也被 Jagannath Das Babaji 确认，当时 Jagannath Das Babaji 是当地的一个主要的比较权威的这个 Vaishnava。
And when they were establishing the temple, it was said that they also found the original deity of Jagannath Mishra, who was the father of Lord Chaitanya. So that even confirmed the spot even more.
但当在他去到那个地方，也找到了这个主裁判的父亲 Krishna 的这个神像。所以这更加确定了那个地方是他的这个出生地。
And it is said that that Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he also raised funds for building a temple there, and he went to Kolkata, and he went door to door asking people to contribute.
这个巴金诺塔库呢，他为了教育，他就去到加尔各答挨家挨户的乞讨，然后去筹钱建这个庙。
So finally, in 1894, at the age of 56, he retired from his government service.
就是在最终在1894年，在他56岁的时候，他从这个政府的这个工作中，他退休。
And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, of course, his mercy went beyond just preaching in India or even in Asia.
实际上，这个巴克尼翁多塔库他的这个传教不仅仅在印度或在亚洲，实际上超出了这个亚洲的范围。
Throughout his preaching, he started to establish a movement called the Namahatta.
在他的这个传教中，他建立了一个运动叫 Namahatta， 这个圣名。
So this Namahatta.He organized in such a way that it was for congregational preaching of the holy names.
这个就是圣名祈诵圣名的这样一个运动。
And of course, this is the system that ISKCON is still following in Bengal to this day for preaching in villages and small towns.
ISKCON 如今在这个孟加拉去传教的时候，各个村庄去传教的时候，也是沿袭这个方式。
In 1908, Bhaktivinoda Thakur took the dress of a Babaji, means somebody who's renounced. It's like sannyas. It's a form of sannyas.
然后1908年的时候，这个巴格涅诺塔库他就成为这样的一个托钵生。
And in 1900, and 2 years later, Bhaktivinoda Thakur just entered into samadhi. Means he just became solitary chanting by himself.
然后在两年之后，圣巴克利维诺塔库呢，他就进入了这个samadhi， 就是他完全就是独居的去冥想。
And then in 1914, in June 23, he passed from this world.
1914的时候，6月23号的时候，他就是从这个离世了，就是从这个世界中一界。
So according to the calendar, this is also the disappearance day of Gadadhar Pandit.
虽然，所以他当时引进的那一天，当时也是 Gadadhar Pandit 的引进日。
And then his body was taken from Orissa, from Puri, back to Mayapur, and that's where he was buried. His body was buried.
然后他的这个当时的身体从这个 Orissa 呢送回了这个。
So this is a brief history of the life of Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
所以这个是这个Bhaktivinoda Thakur 他的生平的一个简要的介绍。
Of course, devotees around the world every day they sing his songs that he composed. The most famous one, of course, is Jai Radha Madhava.That song that we sing before Bhagavatam class.
So, 实际上现在全世界奉献者每天都在吟唱他所撰写的一些歌曲啊，比如说像Jai Radha Madhava 是我们每次早课前唱诵的那首歌。
And Bhaktivinoda Thakur is also remembered because he was very appreciative of any person who spent their life looking for the higher truth in life.Regardless of whether they were Hindu or Muslim or Christian or whatever, he had a very open mind.
So, this Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he has this open mind. 不管一个人的背景如何，都可以唱诵。不管他是Muslim 或者说是任何其他的一些什么背景，他都可以唱诵圣名。
So we consider Bhaktivinoda Thakur as the pioneer.Of preaching Krishna consciousness all over the world.
So he was the first preacher to spread this consciousness to the world.
So on days like this, we meditate on the valuable contributions that he gave all of the devotees.
So he was the first
preacher to spread this consciousness.To receive the strength so that we can also spread Krishna consciousness according to the mentality of the people in this modern day. I said, and on this day, we pray to Bhaktivinoda Thakur to receive the mercy so that we can also preach Krishna consciousness.
So, in such a day, we also pray to Bhaktivinoda Thakur.希望得到他的这个力量来传播这个 Krishna 知觉。
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki jai. Thank you very much. I don't know if there are any comments or questions anybody might have.
非常感谢大家的聆听，看看大家有没有什么提问问题。You said Bhaktivinoda Thakur quit the government job, one time then.You said, later you said he retired. So when he quit his government job?
Well, he tried to quit, but the government wouldn't let him the first time. So the second time is when he actually was able to leave.
56.
When he was 56 years old, yes.
我刚才问的问题就是法布讲课的时候说他开始的时候说他是从这个政府工作辞职，然后后面又说他退休，就是说到底什么时候去这个政府工作中就是离职的。然后他说第一次他是想辞职，但是没 没有成功，就是还是继续工作了几年，然后在正式是退休是在56岁。
Bhaktivinoda Thakur, of course, was also one of his associates, who was the founder of the leading newspaper in Bengal. He wrote in a letter, and he said, "I've not seen the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, but I consider you, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, to have been the seventh Goswami."
Who said that?
Sri Shishira Kumar Ghosh. It's on page 7. Halfway, two-thirds of the way down. Sri Shishira Kumar Ghosh, founder of the Amrita Bazaar Patrika, which was a little newspaper at the time. He wrote in one of his letters to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he said, "I haven't seen the six Goswamis in Vrindavan, but I consider you to be the seventh Goswami."
Who is he? Like, he's like a journalist or something?
Yeah, he's the founder of the famous newspaper.
Oh, okay. Shila Shiti Kanta Wachas Party.
No.
Sri
Shishira Kumar Ghosh.
就是这个，当时就是有一个杂志或者有一个报纸的这个一个创办人是非常著名的一个人，叫 Shishira Kumar Ghosh。他当时呢就说的他没有幸能够见到六个Goswami，但他见到了 Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur， 认为他是第七个 Goswami。
And we know that one of our devotees, he's written a book, which my lecture was based on, which is called The Seventh Goswami. So I don't know if it's available in Chinese, if anybody has translated this book.But it's a very nice book in which all the pastimes of Bhaktivinoda Thakur are listed.
我们伊斯坎的奉献者有个奉献者写了一本书叫《第七位 Goswami》，我的讲课也是基于那本书的内容，里面有很多 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 的生平和一些逍遥时光，所以大家有机会可以看一看。
Is this book available in China?
I think so. I see some devotee like read the book.
Okay.
Maybe I don't remember.Question?
Yes.
Sumuki Radha Dasi, 就是顶拜帕普马达吉，感恩你们今天的讲课。请问邦迪文诺塔库在还没有启迪之前就展现了非凡的 Vaishnava 精神，这是他的前世修习积累，还是本来就是主的同游被派遣来执行特殊任务呢？他在灵性世界的身份是谁呢？ Obeisances to you, and thank you for your excellent lecture and translation. I want to ask, Bhaktivinoda Thakur exhibits exalted Vaishnava spirit even before he is initiated. So this is he from his past life or because he's a Lord's associate and was sent from special.Beauty in this, and what's he? Who is he? Who's his real identity?
Externally, Bhaktivinoda Thakur appeared in a non-Vaishnava family.
在外在的看 ，Bhaktivinoda Thakur 他确实是在一个非奉献者家庭出生。
And it is said that he actually became.Interested after he read Chaitanya Charitamrita and Srimad Bhagavatam.
事实上是说他在读了永恒的《Chaitanya经》《Chaitanya Charitamrita》和《圣莲不教瓦坛》之后，对这个Krishna 感兴趣。
So that is the external. Now we can.We, of course, say that he was a Nitya Siddha, he was an eternally liberated soul. And whether or not he descended or not, devotees always like to say like that, but it is not for us to know that. We don't know that, where he, you know, what his original position was like that.
我们知道，我们奉献者只会说他是 Nikasida 这永恒解脱的灵魂，但具体他的真实身份呢，我们奉献者也不太清楚，无从知晓。
Some Vaishnavas have said, you know, different personalities have different identities in the spiritual world.
嗯，有时候会说有一些奉献者他在灵性世界会有不同的身份。
Our main inspiration is for his preaching spirit, his Vaishnava songs, establishment of Lord Chaitanya's birthplace, and the spreading of Krishna consciousness. This is the main thing that we get from Bhaktivinoda Thakur's life.
对于我们奉献者来说，从 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 的生命中，我们能够了解的是他的这种传道的精神，他的这种把 Krishna 传播到全世界的这样一种这种动机，然后他的在把这个 Krishna 找到了主权的出生地等等，这些是我们能够看重的，我们就是比较就是去着重谈的一些事情。
Some people say that he was, you know, a follower of Rupa Manjari.
有的人会说这个他是 Rupa Manjari 的一个随从。
And in some places, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that his original identity was as Lalita Shakhi, one of the associates of Rupa Manjari.
就是 Rupa Manjari 的一个同友，有的地方会说他是这个 Lalita Shakhi。
And another place, he also says that his name, that he was Kamala Manjari.
在另外一个地方，有一个地方说他是 Kamala Manjari.
Yeah. So there's two different versions, but Bhaktivinoda Thakur, one of his songs.Indicates that he was Kamala Manjari in his original spiritual form.
然后他的有一这个有一个有一首歌，其实也就是展现了他的这个身份，就是 Kamala Manjari 他的这样一个身份。所以有两种说法，一种是 So there's two saying, one is Lalita Shakhi, one is Kamala Manjari.
They were he more in one song. The strongest one is in one song. Actually, I'm just trying to remember. There's a song called City Lalasa, and in that song, he says that my bodily.Yeah. So anyway, he himself says this about himself, that he was Kamala Manjari.
Siddhi Lalita. What's the song name?
Siddhi Lalasa.
Siddhi Lalasa. 所以他自己在自己写了一首歌里面 Siddhi Lalasa 中展示去揭示了自己的身份是What Manjari? Which Manjari?
Kamala. K-A-M-A-L-A Manjari.
Kamala, 他在自己的写的一首歌里面揭示了自己的身份为这个 Kamala Manjari.
And she's the servant of Rupa Manjari.
实际上他是 Rupa Manjari 的一个仆人。
The Manjaris are the younger girls who assist the gopis.
Manjari 的都是这个比较年轻的女子，就是小女孩，他们是来去服务 gopi 的牧牛姑娘的那些小女孩。Next question.
Okay.
Harry Wansad asked the 问题。我们可能追随 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 的超然时间安排吗？他树立了居士生活的榜样。现代社会中的居士怎么追随他呢？How can we follow Bhaktivinoda Thakur's transcendental time arrangement? Like because he like set up the Grihastha's life.Life example. like as a people living in a modern society, how the Grihastha follow?
Well, the first thing is that Bhaktivinoda Thakur did not sleep very much.
首先我们知道他的这个时间表里面他睡的不是很多，他睡眠时间很少。
So, he was able to control his senses and conquer sleep.
他是能够控制自己的感官来战胜这个睡眠。
And of course we read his schedule, which was very, you know, he had a very intense daily schedule as a, when he was working for the government.
而且我们也知道在他是政府官员的那段期间他的这个时间表是非常的非常就是严格而且很紧密的。
So, as a Grihastha, what is our duty? Well, is to first of all learn to control our senses. That was the first example that Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave.
所以作为这个 Bhaktivinoda Thakur, 他所给予的第一个榜样就是我们要控制感官了。
And once we can do that, everything else follows.
控制了感官之后，其他事情自动能够实现。
It's pointless discussing how to organize one's life if one doesn't have enough time. So time is always the difficult thing. So the first thing we have to do is learn to control our sleeping habits.
所以我们没有办法跟每一个人去介绍你应该怎么安排自己的生活，时间怎么去安排。我们只能说是控制感官。当你一旦去控制了感官，这个时间。就是有这个时间而不是说是睡大觉这样。
And beyond that, every person's situation is different.
那当然每个人的情况也会不同。
We all have different duties that we need to fulfill.
每个人他的这个职责会不一样。
So my answer can only be a general one.
所以我只能就是从这样的一个比较宽泛的角度来回答这个问题。
But as a Grihastha person's life should be dedicated first and foremost to maintaining one's family and for the preaching of the Lord's holy names.
对一个居士来说，他首先要维持自己的家庭，然后去传播主的圣名。
One has many responsibilities to maintain the family dependence.
他也是要负起责任来维持整个家庭的需求。
So when we live in this world, we need to also make sure that we can maintain others.
所以我们在这个地球上生活着呢，我们也要能够注意到，我们能不能够去照顾他人、维系他人，去能够去这样子。
And Bhaktivinoda Thakur was so expert that he was able to maintain his family, and also.Be able to expand the preaching. He was very, very expert.
然后我们可以看到巴克尼文诺塔库，他是如此的擅长，他是如果就是这方面的专家。他不仅能够维系这么大一个家庭，他也能够去同时去传播了 Krishna 智学。
So we pray that we can also do this.
所以我们也祈祷我们能够做到这一点。Radha Nanda 的问题。Hare Krishna, 深深敬拜尊敬的帕布，请问在卡利连带显现的传承授权的灵隐导师是不是都是主 Krishna 的计划呢？主 Krishna 是在有计划的让堕落到这个物质世界里渴望回归的灵魂获得这些授权灵隐导师的拯救启迪呢？感谢翻译马太吉。Hare Krishna, obeisances, I want to ask,in Kali Yoga, the authorized spiritual master in our sibling succession in Kali Yoga, are they a part of Krishna's plan? Is Krishna like make it as a plan, like make those fallen souls to get the saved by this authorized spiritual master?
I hope so. I hope that's Krishna's plan. But each individual devotee should also have a plan.
我希望这是 Krishna 的计划，但是呢，每一个奉献者也应该有自己的计划。
The plans of the Lord are very deep.
对于 Krishna, 对于主的安排一般是非常有深度的、深意的。我们是就是很深沉，层次很深的。
And to follow the Lord's plans, or to understand the Lord's plans sometimes may not be very easy.
有时候要理解主的整个计划并不是很容易的。
And I can't claim to know the Lord's plan.
我是无法理解主的计划。
But thank you for proposing this as the Lord's plan, and I hope that this is actually what Krishna is desiring.
所以感谢提出来，让我们去想，能够想到，可能这个是 Krishna 的一个计划。
Anything else?
还有其他的问题吗？No.
Thank you very much for Sumukhi Radha for hosting. Thank you very much for Chintamani Devidasi for expert. And I hope that you all have a wonderful day remembering the pastimes of Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
They're typing. More questions.
More question.
Harry Wong Sam with him. 外在是社会阶层 Bhakti Vinod Thakur 是政府官员，算是沙地利吗？而圣帕帕德是要以生意，算是外在阶层吗？ It's an external, from the view of the ashram. Bhakti Vinod Thakur is a government officer. Is that Kshatriya?
Actually, it was called Kayasta. Kayastas are a subclass of when we say Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, Sudras, actually there are many subclasses amongst each one of them.
So what's the class again?
It's called Kayasta.
Kayasta. 实际上，巴吉诺塔库作为政府官员是叫做 Kayasta， 因为除了这个我们知道的是社会阶层，这个 Brahmana, Kshatriya and
Vaishya Sudra.
Vaishya and Sudra 呢，实际上还有在这个之下还有更细的分，细更细的一个指的这个OK.
Yeah, so externally, this Kayasta class were like the assistants to the Kshatriyas.
So, Kayasta, it's the Kshatriya 阶层的这样的一个助手，是这样的一个更细的类别。And also, Srila Prabhupada is doing business pharmacy in that Vaishya,
Yes, it's like Vaishya.
是是，圣帕拉德他是药品生意，属于是 Vaishya。就从外在角度来讲。
But it is said that one who thinks that a devotee belongs, one who thinks that a Vaishnava belongs to a certain caste is considered to possess hellish mentality.
但是一个人如果说是在考虑奉献者的时候，是从他所处的这个阶层来去考虑他的话，就是一种糟糕地狱般的一个心态。
So this is of course just because.These are just external designations.
因为这只是外在的一个外在的一个表现。
And we should be very careful to not categorize Vaishnavas like this.
所以我们要非常小心，不要去随便给这个 Vaishnava 分类定标签，就是不要给他去这样的去分门别类。
Because one who's dedicated his life for the mission of the Lord.He is a transcendental person.
因为一个人他就是奉献一生给贵族服务的话，他是一个超然，超越所有阶层，就是一个超然之人。
And why is that? Because a devotee, never mind he's still conditioned, or maybe he is externally engaged in business, or maybe he's married, or maybe he's a sannyasi or brahmachari or whatever. But a devotee is a special person because he's decided that he wants to reach the eternal lotus feet of the Lord.
对于一个奉献者来说，我们不能只看外在这个人到底是什么阶层，或者说他是灵性导师，或者他是萨利亚西还是居士，或者说他是有什么样的工作。对于一个奉献者来说，他是一个非常特殊的人，因为他是下定决心要回到主莲花足下的人。
We often make distinctions, you know, he's a neophyte, he's advanced, like that. But actually, every person who becomes a devotee, even if strict or not strict or whatever, but one who's decided that I'm now a servant of the Supreme Lord, he's an exalted transcendental person.
所以对于一个奉献者来说，不管他是我们会说这个人是新人，还是连长奉献者、精进的奉献者，还是说一个人是他是有没有受限制，或者说是他的这个他是否严格的在遵循歪师那瓦的各种原则，一个人一旦他决定了要成为这个主的仆人，去为主服务的话，他就是一个非常超然的人，特殊的人。
And his success in spiritual life is guaranteed.
他在这个
When that will happen is just a matter of time, but his success is guaranteed.
至于他什么时候会发生这个事情是时间的问题，他最终的成功是。
So we always try to see the bigger picture.
所以我们往往是从更大的广的角度来看待问题。
This is the safest way of seeing the devotees.
这样的话就会更安全的看奉献者。Radha Priya 的问题，请问跑步，如果我们自己的计划总是不知道符不符合 Krishna 的计划，那是不是会影响灵性的进步呢？Radha Priya's question, if we have our own plan, but we don't know if it is conform to Krishna's plan, is that maybe will influence our spiritual advancement?
Well, we all have our own plans, don't we?
但每个人都有自己的计划，不是吗？
You have your plan, I have my plan.
你有你的计划，我有我的计划。
We're trying to understand how our plan synchronizes with Krishna's plan.
那我们当然要去考虑我们的计划跟 Krishna 的计划如何那个能够协同运作，是同步的。
This is the best thing, if we can somehow synchronize our plan with Krishna's plan.
所以呢，最好的是能够我们的计划跟 Krishna 的计划是能够同步。OK。
OK。
Yeah. Finish.
Finish.
OK. So I can say the ending word.
You can say the ending words. Say thank you very much to yourself. Say thank you very much to Sumukhi Radha and everybody.
Okay. 晚昆达之音，晚昆达之音，不愿意聆听。非常感谢所有奉献者耐心聆听和问题。感谢 Sumukhi Radha Mataji 的主持。感谢 Pillar 跑步的讲课。感谢大家，Hare Krishna。